Libby has just turned up, looking radiant, because she's dressed for the summer at the moment, because the weather's so good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's lovely.
Yeah, let me just whack your volume up slightly, because we should say that you just burst through, because you're such a professional, we don't need to talk in advance, you know, we just bung you straight on the air, and sort of into the deep end. And Libby's from the Bremer Gazette, and we always have somebody popping in on a Tuesday to tell us about the new edition of the Gazette. To whet your appetite for the new edition, we talk about three stories, don't we, generally speaking? So, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which one shall we go for first? Shall we go for your front page first?
Why not?
Let's go for the big one first. For our manhunt. Manhunt. So it should be a woman hunt, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, this was last night. A lot of people were messaging us asking why there was such a heavy police presence in Brentwood. I think there was police cars and a helicopter spotted outside BCHS near the Toby Carvery at the station, so people were quite rightly concerned.
And what was it all about then?
Thankfully, it was just a misunderstanding. A teacher from BCHS had gone missing. I think there'd been some text messages between her and her partner that caused concern. So that explains why such a heavy police presence.
Right. Yeah, I saw something on Facebook, I think, about it.
Yeah, it did go on our Facebook page, obviously, where a lot of people were asking us what was going on. But she was thankfully found safe and well.
Well, that's reassuring to hear that story anyway. So that's one of the three stories we're going to talk about. And app selling. Now, have you ever done an app sale?
I haven't, no.
I'll tell you what, it's scary. You're about 80 feet up. I was about 80 feet up. What do they call them? One of these fire towers, you know, that they have at fire stations
where
they practice. I don't know what it's called, actually. But anyway, it's about 80 feet high. And you lean out. So the very thing you don't feel like doing when you're 80 feet up is to lean out backwards over this huge, you know, drop. But that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
once you start
scary.
Moving down, it's not so bad. It's just that initial leaning out over this 80-foot high drop, you know. Anyway, what's this one about, and this app sale here?
This is Ingatestone. It's an annual event. So it's pupils and adult members of the community from Ingatestone abseil down the church. So it's organised by the church and the school, the local primary school.
Yeah.
And they abseil down to raise money, which is then split between the church and the school. I think it was 20 pupils this year and 10 other adults that took part. And they haven't counted how much they made yet, but last year they made 4,000 and they're
That's
hoping
good.
To beat that this year.
Yeah. So how did they... you know, entice people to take part in that? Did they just announce in the school, hey, we're doing some abseiling, do you want to take part?
I think you have to be 10 to take part, so it's sort of, the lady I spoke to said it was sort of a rite of passage for the year 6 pupils, and actually it's not a case of enticing them. I think it's usually first come, first serve, and it gets full really quickly.
Oh, right. So they only could take so many people?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you'd expect it the other way around, that they'd have to say, hey, you know, it's really not dangerous, you know, it's a bit of fun, why don't you do it? But in fact, it's the other way around, they get so many people that they have to turn some away then.
Definitely, yeah. Very popular apparently.
Well, there you go, if it's that easy, you should do it. Next time they want someone to upsell, they should rope you in for it. And what's the third story in the paper?
This is just something that went pretty crazy on our Facebook earlier in the week. It's parents at Hogarth Primary School were told if they didn't pay their children's lunch money, basically, that they'd be, in the last instant, called and asked to come and collect their child to take them home for lunch. I think they may have had a problem with unpaid lunch money, so they've sent out in the newsletter a sort of warning to parents, and some of the parents basically felt it was a little bit harsh the way it was phrased.
Right, yeah. Because a lot of people, I suppose, take their own lunches, don't they, to school now or not?
I think, from my vague memory, you have a choice whether you take packed lunches or you have hot dinners, which you obviously pay for, or you can do a sort of combination of both. So they're saying that there's up to £10 they can spend on children that show up with no money, and after that, the debts will be chased and parents will be called and asked to bring in a packed lunch for their children, or they'll be asked
right.
to take their child home.
Do you know how much a lunch is now at school? Does it vary from school to school, or is it the same everywhere?
I'm not sure.
So I've asked you a tricky question there, haven't I?
Yeah. We were
doing so well there. I remember when I was at school, it was a long time ago. Shall I tell you how much I had to pay for my school? It was a shilling. I can't even remember how much that is in new money now. It was obviously pre-decimal, you know, it was that long ago, and it was a shilling, I remember, from my school dinner. Oh, what a sad person I am. But we had lovely... Did you have good school lunches? Because we had great school lunches always.
Ours were okay, actually. The mash always came in a perfect bowl, which I thought was a little bit...
Right. Yeah, weird. We used to have a... This is terrible talking about this, because it's so boring, isn't it? We used to have a wonderful, crispy... It was a minced meat kind of pie, but it was very crispy, you know, a very crisp topping. I remember that. That was my favourite first course, well, second course. I think we had... Did we ever start? No, we didn't. That was my favourite first course. Minced meat and in this crusty pastry. Anyway, this is terribly boring. We mustn't talk about this. So this is all in tomorrow's edition of the Brentwood Gazette, isn't it?
It is.
Which is on sale first thing in the morning from about 7 o'clock, or even earlier, I suppose, in some places. And it's £1 still, isn't it?
Yes.
Just three of the stories. There's always something in there about Phoenix FM. We've got the programme lineup about Phoenix FM, and also there's always a little story in there. Don't know what it is. Is that my mobile or yours? Mine. Okay. I'll put my hand... That was my mobile ringing. That's slightly distracting. I forgot what I was talking about now.
The Gazette.
Yeah.
£1. Phoenix story.
Always something about Phoenix in there. There's the list of programmes and also a little feature. Libby, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us. And it was a bit waffly today, but we got everything in, didn't we?
Thanks for having me.
Got everything in, yeah.